There you are. Old lady. Set upon by bandits. Maybe a roving pack of youth. Surrounding her, they start reaching into her bag. You look around, not a cop in sight. Not a security guard. Hell, you're the only one with an eyesight. You crack your knuckles. You cut your eyes. You make eye contact with one of those sons of bitches. And you say to yourself, this, I am going home. I'm going to touch myself and take a nap. Turned into a total sissy. They find her body 3 days later and pretty sure that her cell phone was sold for a minimal amount of money that went towards a drug addiction. And then a hero comes along. Times that you just turned into a complete sissy and said, you know what, I should be able to help this situation, but I'm not gonna. I'll kick it off, and I feel bad because I know she listens. There was a girl that I worked out with at FX in Hunt Valley, shout out. And you've done this where you've used the dumbbells, you know, the individuals.
Yeah.
And I see her, and she's got a couple of big ones. And she goes to put these things away and lifts one up, gets it in, lifts the other up, crushes her hand with it.
Oy.
I mean, just crushes her hand. And I left a puff of smoke where I was standing as I scurried into the locker room.
Not dealing with that.
There's nothing I can do. I can't help you. I'm not capable of helping you. I have no EMT training.
There's nothing I can do. I will make the situation. I'll touch it. I'll have a bone come popping through the skin. Wow. I'll make it hurt even worse. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm doing you a favor by not inserting myself into the situation.
Right.
I sissied out.
I may have more than once either acted like I didn't understand English or just flat out lied with maybe more than one person asking me if I had a jump. For the car.
Like jumper cables?
Yeah.
Not dealing with that.
When I fully have them.
Not dealing with it.
I fully had them in the car and just didn't. I was like, no. I don't know.
There have been multiple car accidents right outside of my house because my four-way intersection is, especially around rush hour,
is
very dangerous because people are, they kind of use my little neighborhood as a cut between like two major roads. So there's cars zipping perpendicular to each other. And there's been multiple car accidents where I haven't even got off my couch.
Well, Can you hear the bang?
It's 10 feet from my front door. And I
yeah, because is there a stop sign right there?
There's one, but there's one stop sign and then no stop sign. So it's like these cars are zipping and then these cars are doing like a half stop. So they always end up, you know, hitting each other. Oh. And then I get up off my couch and I look out my window and I go, that's not that bad. And I go, what am I going to do? Like, and not that I'm bitching out, but it's just, you know, I'm not, what am I going to do?
You're going to complicate the situation.
I look, they're both moving. They're okay. Everybody's got a cell phone nowadays. They'll call. I'm busy watching Shaws of Sunset.
Yes. Right. Oh, with the mom and that fat ass and those big.
That is total influence from your wife.
Golden Iranian.
No, my wife watches that too.
I like Mercedes Javid. I like her a big. You know what I like? I like a woman with big. When you look at them, you can just tell they're heavy breasts.
Yeah, they
I like
weigh
a woman
a lot.
With heavy breasts.
They're always sweating.
You can tell just looking at them when you pick them up. They're heavy.
Like 10 pounds a piece.
There's some heat and moisture underneath
them. So nice.
Rolling in the deep.
I like a good heavy breast. Oh. That's why I like Shaw's, because I like Mercedes.
That's all I can think about now.
Heavy
fun bag. Big gross.
But the other
Yabo.
Big one is when you're on the highway and then an accident happens, what could be considered like right in front of you, and then you know there's going to be a big backup, so you go, okay, do I stop and help and then get stuck in this backup, or do I just kind of hit the gas and scoot by this.
Yeah, let me just go around.
Don't get caught in the backup.
Have you ever, these are like all Seinfeld moments. Have you ever seen someone just totally wipe out and fall? And like, instead of like helping them, you're like, it's a shame.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
I hope their day gets better.
What we're talking
about.
Dude,
I have a bad one.
Oh, no.
I'm about to go from zero to
bitch in an instant.
You're not doing yourself any favors. You're not a bitch. You're just, it's not convenient for you in the course of your day. You're very busy. Okay.
I was in a bar with a girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, and I think we are in the twilight of our relationship, I'll say. I think the movie was about to roll credits and I was going to wait for that extended scene.
Yeah.
And I'm just watching someone hit on her down the bar. And I just don't care.
Just left her.
And I just sat there. And I'm literally watching just a dude from here to that printer, just like, sup, what you doing? What's up? And I'm like,
have at it, bro.
I don't even care. Hey, bud, treat yourself. She's about to be back on the market. You know, you could have helped that fat kid that flipped over on his big wheel and smashed his two front teeth in. Shut up. I gotta go inside. The O's are playing. The old lady that's trying to reach that one thing on the shelf, just as you push your cart down the aisle, you see her old brittle ass just out of reach. You're like, you know what? I'll revisit this aisle.
Excuse me.
Suck it. I'm heading over to the Olive Bar.
Something like that I'll do, because it's not, it depends on how giant of an inconvenience it is for me.
Helping
somebody grab something off a shelf is very easily done.
But
if you know you're going to be entwined in a situation, like, nah.
This is about to become my day.
Nah. Yeah. Uh-uh.
I have definitely gotten stuff off the shelf for old lady.
Yeah. I'll hold a door. I'll reach for
something.
Hold a
door, yeah.
But if you need me to, like, tourniquet a wound, if you need me to help you back up after a really nasty spill down some steps,
yeah,
I'm probably going to hold off. If I see you looking around for your car... And you're elderly. I know where mine is.
Yeah.
I want to help, but I won't.
Don't have time.
Because we're bastards. 410-338-1098. Dee Whitemarsh, good morning, love.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Hey. Were you a victim?
I was a victim, actually, of, let's say, about 50 people did not help me when my son decided to get sick at Port Discovery in the coat room.
Ooh, I'm walking right by.
Not even walking by. It's worse because it's in the coat room.
Yep.
There's about 50 men, women, kids, children. Someone says, hey, there's a kid throwing up in the coat room. And I'm like, oh, what kid is throwing up in there? And then I'm like, oh, my God, it's my kid.
It's your kid.
And then people, not only did I have to, I have twins, so I had to sit one down and be like, don't move. You sit over here. I'm grabbing paper towels. I said to someone, can someone get maintenance cleaning? Nobody moves. And they are stepping over the puke, past the crying kid covered in puke, me with paper towels full of puke to get their coats.
Okay.
And by the time I cleaned it up, even the maintenance guy came with his little broom and his little thing, and he's like, oh, I'm here to clean up the mess. And I looked at him, and I'm like, it's already done.
Yeah, Dee, if it came down to either helping your child with their puke fountain or listening to my dad sing Kelly Clarkson's entire catalog, I'm gonna listen to him sing because of you. I love you to death. But if...
See,
unless
in that case, if there's a puke flowing and she just asked for somebody to get a maintenance guy, I may have done that. But I'm not getting my hands dirty.
I'll meet you halfway. I'll get someone to get someone to find a maintenance guy. But I'm not going to go find a maintenance guy. I will turn to you and say, hey, go find a maintenance guy. This kid's super sick. Let's go to Mark, Eastern Shore. Good morning.
Hey there. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Hey, congratulations. I'm glad to have you part of the program.
Man, last year when we had that bad snowstorm, me and my girlfriend were like, roads aren't that bad. Let's go to the movies. So on the way there, this car just was like, put the blinker on hard, decided to jump over hard. And I was like, man, I know it's coming. I slowed down a little bit, watched him do a few 360s. And I was like, hits that ditch where the snow's at. And I'm like, hey, babe, when does that movie start again? She was like, oh, no, it starts in like 15 minutes. I was like, that's what I thought.
Keep going.
Take care.
Keep on going.
So I'm 100%. Gonna deal with a bloody individual who has God knows what in their bloodstream, and it's cold outside,
and you're going to miss the previews? Not going to happen.
Let's jump to line three. Rick, Baltimore, good morning.
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 Hi, how y'all doing? Yeah, one time I was driving down the road, and we were stopped at a light, a couple friends of mine and I. We were looking across, and you could tell the guy was, like, high on heroin or whatever. And we kept watching him, and then all of a sudden, he just, like, fell over dead. Everybody's like, you know, what do you do? And I'm like, I ain't touching him, you know.
Yeah, what do you really do in that
situation? What can you do?
Yeah. If you saw, like, okay, I tell you something I did do, and thank you for the call, Rick. I did once on the way to an event downtown. Excuse me. I helped someone who was taking the heroin nap off the light rail tracks. Just did a small.
Okay. Okay.
Like, here you go.
Well, that's a good deed.
Let's just scoot you to the side.
I thought you helped them on.
Let's get you onto the light rail tracks. There you go. In about
lay
10
down
minutes.
Right here.
There you go.
Nice and comfy.
You're about to be a huge crimson mist. But if someone's dead.
Yeah.
I mean, what am I going to do?
Yeah. Oh, I got a good one. I got a good one.
Please.
How many people walked by and did nothing, Justin, while you were on the sidewalk of downtown Baltimore in excruciating pain with a kidney stone?
Scott!
So there you go. There's your karma coming back to bite you in the ass.
Glorious son of a bitch. He's right.
You went down?
I went down with a kidney stone the size of an acorn.
On the sidewalk in front of a Subway.
I fell into a planter.
Up here?
No, way downtown. Downtown.
I fell into a planter.
Into a planter. And because I'm from Waldorf, I call my boss here, not 911, not right. The MTs. I say, Dave, what do I do? I feel like I got a stab wound. He's like, hang up and call the hospital. As this is all happening, I got people stepping
over you.
Me.
Over you.
I needed a hero.
Like, they probably thought you were homeless.
I looked it.
A junkie, homeless, who knows? Yeah.
Yeah, I earned it. I earned that. Yeah, that's karma biting me in the ass.
Wow.
Yeah, they just walked right over me like, ugh, filthy drug pig. One of them spit on me.
I'm dying. I'm dying.
I have a kidney stone inside of my penis, sir. Lend a hand.
Push him into the street.
Roll him in front of that street sweeper. Yeah. Maybe it'll suck him up into the containment unit and we won't have to see him anymore. Chauncey, bring the car around.